seems to be working. We are on the third parak. We're in the third parak, Mishnah Halacha. Gimel? Dalet?
No, what I have is Gimel.
Gimel, yeah. Gimel, yes. Okay. Let's see it. Bear Gimel or Gimel. What have we on?
Gimel
Beis. By the way, this is a great book. Can I tell you this? So I don't know. They say Demai is a hard Masechta. Maybe it is. But it beats me. It's been very easy so far. All right. Hamotzi Peres Bederech. Somebody finds fruit. Now, this is an interesting halacha. You find fruit along the way, right? You see an apple lying on the ground as you're traveling. Another halacha, you take it to eat. And you change your mind and decide, forget it. I'm going to put it away. I'm not going to eat it now. Now, it was hefker. You were zochem in hefker. Now, well, I shouldn't say it was hefker. It was lost. It was an aveda. You picked it up. You were going to eat it. You decided not to eat it. Nimach latznia. And you decided to now to put it away. And lo yatzni, you shouldn't put it away achiaser until you meiser it. Because maybe later on you forget and eat it without meiser it. So meiser it now before you put it away. If when you picked it up, you didn't pick it up in order to acquire it, but rather it shouldn't get lost any further, potter, you're exempt. Okay? Now, in this case, it's an acquired, you're exempt from Maisrian. A general principle, which is somewhat connected to this, is called Avashena Damashayla Machro, Demai, anything which a person is not allowed to sell as Demai. In other words, a person who's a wholesaler is allowed to sell Demai. A person who's a retailer is not allowed to sell Demai. Right? So if a person has, let's say, a small scale present, which he's sending to his friend, so he can't send it to him demai. If he's sending a large gift to his present, he can send him demai. Okay, it depends on the scale of the gift. Gasa or daka. Gasa is exempt, you don't have to send meiser before you send him. Daka is chayv, you have to meiser before you send it him.
Even as a gift?
Even as a gift. Right, this is the general principle which is which transfers those parameters to gift. That's the expectation. Doesn't matter. That's the expectation. My expectation, if I get a small gift from you, then it's going to be meisered. So therefore, you have to abide by that. My expectation, if I get a large gift, it's not going to be meisered, so that's true as well. Well, it's not tovas anor. It's not going to do the bad. I don't know if it has to do per se with the fact. Let me say, I'm not sure, but I doubt it has to do with the fact that you're getting, you know, the pleasure of having the gift giving. I don't know if it's connected. I think it's just a question of societal expectations. Maybe you're right, though. Maybe it has to do with Tovas Hanor. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi Bivadai, Rabbi Yossi allows you to send Vadai, not Demai. Because people have a tendency to be lied about Demai because Demai is the Rabbana. But you're allowed to send Vadai, even Bemida Daka, Vachio Diana, as long as, of course, you tell the recipient of the gift that the gift is Vadai, then the burden is upon him. Okay? Tani, we learned. Ein Mavir Naloichlin. If you pass by food along the way, you are not allowed to pass by it. You have to pick it up. You can't leave it there in a degraded state. Rabbi Yaakov Ben Zadu Shem Revo said, that which they said is true for Yishoina originally, in the old days. Avalachsha, but now, Mutter, if you see food along the way, you're allowed to leave it there. We've now shopping because it could be that there's some witchcraft associated with it. In other words, maybe it was left there as a booby trap. So if there's a booby trap, then you don't have to pick it up. Okay? That's why originally you had to pick it up, but now that we're afraid that it's booby trapped, either, you know, mystically or magically, so then you're allowed to leave it there. Okay? Period. Tamon today we learned over there is a Baba Kama Aloha. Somebody turns over excrement in a public thoroughfare. Somebody else got damaged by that excrement, slipped on it, or whatever the case may be. Chayv benisko, you're chayv to pay for the damages which were inflicted upon that individual. Tani, we learned, vasurim mishum gezel. Not only that, but once you flipped over this excrement, I guess it's good for fertilizer, something like that, so you acquire it, and anybody else who takes it is transgressing theft. Kana said, that's obviously, I don't know if it's obvious, Rav Kana had to tell us this, but it's only if you turn it over with the intent of acquiring it. But if you turned it over without the intent of acquiring it, then in that case, there is no prohibition of gezel, i.e., you didn't attempt to acquire it. However, in terms of responsibility for damages, lo, the next word the Rosh Sirileo Torah takes out, lo shani, there's no difference. Bein of chamnas liskos ba, whether you turn it over with the intent of acquiring it, bein of chamnas shelo liskos ba, or you turn it over without the intent of acquiring it, vuzik ba nachar, if somebody else is damaged by this excrement, chayo ben nizko, you have to pay for the nezek. Why? Because by nizokin, it doesn't go by ownership, but rather by responsibility. And since you set up that board b'shusha rabbit by leaving the excrement there, by flipping it there, even if you acquire intent to be zoch in it, you're hired for the nezika. Okay? Says the Gemara in explaining that, v'chatamar hachein, if that's the case, how can you say here in our commissioner that if you find fruits in the derech and you don't intend to be zoch in them, that you don't have to meiser them? L'chor, just like your chayiv over there because of nezek, so tir should be chayiv to meiser. Says more, is no comparison. Rav Yavin, Tamuk, see, there it says, Baal HaBor Yishalim. What is Baal HaBor Yishalim? Nobody owns a boar. Baal HaNezek Yishalim, the person who made the damage, he should pay. However, aser to aser, it says, you miser, double lotion, aser to aser, you should miser yours. Mishachot maser, you take miser of that which is yours. Vein of maser mishachem, we don't take off miser from that which belongs to other people. Okay? It's true that Dvai is Yoredea, but the parameters of Chiyuv are determined based on Chosh Mishpah parameters. Okay, ownership. Ownership is what generates the Chiyuv of being Maeser Dvai. Okay? Called the Varshena Dharmashailam Ochro Dvai. We learned that our Mishnah, anything you're not allowed to sell is Dvai, Lo Yishlach Chavir Dvai, not allowed to send to your friend is Dvai. Mida daka, meaning a small amount, Shena Dar Mashalim Ochad Mai, a person not allowed to sell is Mai, Leishla Chaveru Dmai, you can't send to your friend is Mai. Mida gas, a large amount, Shodam Rashalim Ochad Dmai, a person is allowed to sell as Dmai, Yishla Chaveru Dmai is allowed to send to his friend as Dmai as well. Okay? Rabbi Yossi Madir Matir Vada, Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to send Vada to your friend.
I guess I was troubled that even in the mission we're saying that it makes no difference whether as Rav Yossi said, you're Modia or not Modia.
By the Mai.
Right.
Because Asi is a Zulebe. Because it's the Rabbana. Okay? By Vadai, there's lo Asi is a Zulebe, so therefore not so Machmir. Rav Yossi Matir Bevadai, Rav Yossi says, you're allowed to send Vadai. Bein daka bein gasa, whether it's daka or gasa, voser b'dmai, he prohibits you to send my b'daka. Gasa you're allowed to send, right? Because that's how whether you're allowed to sell. Daka you're not allowed to send, the same. Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, mivnei giduro et teiru d'mai b'gasa. Ah, here he's not out to make a profit. He's giving a gift. So therefore, let's not allow him to send Dmai, even if it's Gaza. Buy is besides say a person who's selling. So he has low profit margins. We allowed him to sell only Gadaka, but not. Are we allowed to sell even Gaza of Dmai? Because otherwise he'd have zilch profit. But here he's not in for a profit, right? He's giving a gift. So let's make a mitzvah of the stuff before he sends it, right? Says Zumar again, because of the parameters. the geder hitiru t'may begasa. Now the way that that's explained is it's ein atzibu yochel lamod ba. It would be a geder she'ein atzibu yochel lamod ba. It would be too stringent a standard which you couldn't hold the community to require them to meiser something which they sent as a present begasa. So therefore Chazal said we'll let you off the hook with that. Okay, to gzeir kol gzeir she'ein atzibu yochel lamod ba ein gozer mal atzibu. Here the tzibu would not been able to maintain that level of gezerah, so therefore it was not decreed against him. By gaso, it's true that is a cheshbon, but the overriding cheshbon is that people are not going to listen to gezerah, right? So we're not going to make a gezerah, which is going to end up being a mockery anyway. That's what it boils down to. The reason why they're going to mock it is also because they say, when I sell it, I don't have to take off Meiser. Why, when I give it, do I have to take off Meiser? So it's too susceptible to ridicule. We don't want to take our chances, right? So it happens when rabbis make a gzeirah, which people make a mockery out of, so then they open themselves up to all sorts of, you know, public policy issues. Dumas Nisan. This lesson can be learned from a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Saleitanim, baskets of figs, the Saleinavim, baskets of grapes, the Kupel Shayarik, and containers of vegetables, Kozmachu Mochro Akasra, as long as he sells them by estimate, not by weight, that's considered to be tantamount to be the Gasa, as long as he sells them Akasra, pottery is exempt from maizris. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, oh, so wait a minute, excuse me. Period. Why didn't they make a gzeirah on this guy selling by estimate? Because since he doesn't make that much, so therefore to make him give to demai would be gzeirah shein atzibur yochel lamod ba, and therefore they didn't make a decree against him. Okay? Says, well, I'm not sure why they brought this exam. Why didn't they just bring the whole business of gossip by sales? All right, name, and this is the exam they chose to bring. Amr Shigamliel said, Shalch Rabbi Yossi Berebi. Rabbi Yossi Berebi sent to me an esrog. Send me the esrog. Vamali, and he was Modiami. He sent a Modah with it. Zet Bab Yadi Mikesori. I got this esrog from Caesarea. Now, this is not an esrog to be used in the midst of esrog. This is an esrog for eating purposes. This may come as a shock to you in the old days, but people in the old days, when people had limited choice of fruit, they actually ate esrogim. Okay? So, Lamati Bo Shlosha Dvarim. I learned three things by virtue of the fact that he was from his odor, says Rav Moshe Gamliel. From Rabbi Yossi's odor, I learned three things. A Shuvadai, since he's telling me that it came from Caesarea, so obviously telling me that it's Vadai Tevel, right? And Shutome, right? Obviously, it's Tome, because in Caesarea they weren't mocking Nichols Tum and Tara, meaning he's at a wedding tonight. Yes. You're welcome to join us for Yerushalmi, but... he figured he meant both Mondays. All right. The other thing is it was Tomei. Not that it was necessarily actually Tomei, but it was Mukhshar Lekabel Tumah. That it was, in other words, suitably Mekabel Tumah. Or suitably Mekabel Tumah. And Shlobabi Yadu Acher. And had he had another one to send me, because had he had another one to send me. Give him the big one. Because he had another one to send me, then he wouldn't have sent me this one, which is Vadai and Tomei and Vadai and Tomei from Caesarea. Now, how do we know that all these things are true? That the fruit which he sent him from Caesarea was A, Vadai, and B, Tomei. How do we know that? So says the Gemara, Shuvadai, that it's Vadai Tevel, it was certainly not tithe. Sheperos Kisar and Vadai, because the fruit which comes to Caesarea, they didn't keep Torah and mitzvahs, so therefore the fruit which grew there was definitely Tevel, never tithe. Shu Tomei, how do we know that it's how it could have become Tomei? Shemarbitu Lav Mayim, they put water on it. They water the fruit there. In other words, they make them moist before they sell them. Shelo Babi Ado Acher, they didn't have another one. How do you know that? So I said before, because we would have sent the other one. I apologize. It's not how we knew that. Rather, Sheilu Babi Ado Acher had another one who Meiser Mizel Zeh. He would have taken Meiser from the other one on this one. Ask the Gemara, you know what? If you think Rabbi Yosi would have taken Meiser from another one on this one, so why didn't Rabbi Yosi take us from Meiser from this restaurant itself? In other words, you're assuming, oh, had Rabbi Yossi had another Esther, he would have taken the Meiser himself from what he sent me. So let him take the Meiser from it itself, says the Gemara, fascinating thing. You can learn a big Musar Aska from here, says the Gemara. Do Choshash. No, because he knew that Rabbi Yossi would have been Choshash. L'adar the Bar Kapor, if that was what Bar Kapor said. The Bar Kapor Amar, Ein derech b'nei odom lios b'shach l'chavereim t'vorim chaserim. You can't send to your friend things which are missing pieces. So you see what went on here? For derech eretz, he was willing to send him something which wasn't properly meiser. Better to be fulfilled the derech eretz of sending him a whole esrog than to meiser it from itself, because it looks disgusting to give somebody a half an esrog. Okay? Says the Gemara, it says that he didn't have another one because otherwise he would have meistered it, right? So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi held back in the Mishnah that I'm allowed to send my friend Vadai as long as I'm Modia him. So how do you know Rabbi Yossi didn't have another one? Maybe he was going Lishitaso. He was following his line of reasoning that he holds you're allowed to send somebody Vadai as long as you tell him. So what's the riot? They didn't have another one, right? So says the Gemara, again, allows you to send your friend Vadai as long as you're telling him you're sending him Vadai. Says, so Shin Gamliel is coming to tell you, Shin Gamliel, who was the recipient of the gift, is coming to tell you, even though he argues on the rabbis, he would not have followed his own shita. In other words, he knows the minority of one. Yochid Rabbi, Lochid Rabbi, he would have succumbed to his friends. Rabbi Zira, boy, kumi Rabbi Yasser.
That's a big mistake.
Okay. All right. Rabbi Zira, fine. Rabbi Zira, boy, kumi Rabbi Yasser. Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Yasser, for Lomi, Perush, and Mutorim, because Sarnu, hey, we learned a few blad ago that Caesarea is outside of Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Trumas, Maizos, and Shemitah. Zibi Chutzlar, it's the time of Ole Bavel. So welcome, Bichlal, what was the issue of Trumas and Maizos here? We know the Rebbe was Matir Beit Shan. It was also Matir Caesarea, a whole bunch of other places. This is one of the places. Says Mara Malay, he said, no, you got your history messed up. For low Rebbe Hatir Caesarea, who was the one who determined Caesarea was outside the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? Rebbe. Rabbi Shingam Leo called him the Rebbe. Shingam Leo was before Rebbe. I forgot if it's his father or his grandfather. I don't remember. But the bottom line is he was before Rebbe. So it's when they were still holding that Caesarea was part of Eretz Yisrael before they gave it back to Arafat. Okay. We are in Halacha Dalet now. Somebody who brings a grain to a grinder, a miller, right? Who's a Kuti. Now, Kutim are, of course, Samaritans. They were still held to be Jewish at that time. Before we knew that they're quite Jewish, right? Olatochin Amoretz, or to a miller who's an Amoretz, because Kassel Lemaisus of the Shvias. You assume what you gave is what you get back. Therefore, if they were Meiser, they're still Meiser. If they were not Shemitah fruit, they're still not Shemitah fruit. You don't assume he switched. But if you give it to a Gigoi, who's the miller, so Demai. When you get it back, it's Demai. You don't know what it is. Maybe he switched. He's not as trustworthy. Says the Gemara, Mavki Peros of Eitzel Kuzi, Eitzel Maritz. If you're not giving wheat grain to a miller, but you leave your fruit by a Kuzi or Eitzel Maritz, they're considered to be still, just like in the Reisha, they retain their status vis-a-vis Meiser and Shemitah. How Eitzel Akum, however, if you give it to a guy in here, it's different than the Reisha. Kiperosov. Whatever his fruit was is what this is. And generally, the old days where Gemara discussed this, they had halacha, they used to take Trumas and Meiser off fruits of Goyim as well. In Eretz Yisrael, because they gave it the status of Chiyuv Durabbanan. So therefore, if you gave Peros to a Goy to safeguard and you took him back, you assume that it's Vaday Devil. You have to take Trumas Umaisas off of it. Why? Because he's for sure switching it. So the Gemara is going to ask, in the Reish you said he's not for sure switching it. It's only Demai. And now the Savior is saying it's Kiperosam, which sounds like it's really bona fide Devil. What happened between the Reish and the Sefer? Rabbi Shimon does make the Sefer consistent with the Reish. Rabbi Shimon says even the Sefer, it is only Demai. We don't know if he switched or not, which seems to be consistent with the Reisha, unlike the opinion of Tanakama. And again, as I say, the Gemara will discuss the issue.
Is this when we say that the guy grew these peros, or he was just a middleman?
No, he grew them. In the old days, they used to take trumas and maizrus, even of stuff grown by a guy in Eretz Yisrael.
Let's go back to the old dispute of whether a guy has possession of the land of Eretz Yisrael to mafki.
You know what? I would have thought so, but now I'm revising my opinion, my whole Bavli opinion, based on the Yerushalmi. Right? We always assumed that in Eretz Yisrael, they're exempt from Trumas Umaisus on property of a Goy, because Yeshkin and Goy Lafkimi, they Trumas Umaisus. But it's not, it seems not that way. It seems, in fact, that that's only Mafkia the Chiv Doraisa. And at least Bismancher Beis Hamikdash Hayakayim, or even when the Mishnah Sarim, which I guess was later, they still were noyeg to give Trumas Umaisus to Rabbanon from property of a Goy in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Babylonians are talking about Yeshkin and Biad Akum Lafkia, they're talking about the Raisos. There was a Takana in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have it anymore. You buy now stuff from a Goy in Eretz Yisrael, you don't take Trumas and Maisos off. But it seems that they had a standing Takana at that time to take Trumas and Maisos, even off that which goes in a Goy's land, which would wreak havoc if we held like that today. It would be horrible. You wouldn't be able to keep any Shemitah, right? So things change. But that's the way it was back then. Okay? Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says, finding more, Rabbi Chiya says, name Rabbi Yochanan, Nischafa kuposo eitzel ha-toichen. What happens? If you talk and got back a basket which wasn't yours, you know, you go to the cleaner, you got the wrong suit, you went to the miller and you got back a different basket, right? Wasn't your grain. So what happens in that case? So imurzak amoretzios tochin shambo soyom, if there was an amoret who gave her his grain to be milled on that self same day, chayshish, then you have to assume perhaps my star, that I got switched with him. If not, however, ain't a chayshish, don't have to worry. Word, but if everybody gave their grain that day was a chaver, you assume the grain is still okay. You're not chayshish. Says, ask the Gemara, ma binol sirki. What's the difference between this and the case of a caravan? Lo kentani, have we learned previously in a braisa, sirki, a caravan. Now, a caravan is itinerant peddlers. They're fruit peddlers. They come from town to town and sell fruits. Okay? So a sirki, a caravan of fruit peddlers, shoysa mistapekis yoim echon mina osur. If one day a year, one day a decade, you know that they take forbidden fruit and they sell it, that's it. You can never trust them. They lost their trustworthiness for all times. So says the Gemara. There's a quote from the Braisa. That day becomes a proof, in other words, a suspicion, for all times. So here too, even if the miller didn't get grain from an Amoritz on that day, maybe he got grain from an Amoritz yesterday or the day before. So therefore, you have to be choshish that he got grain from an Amoritz at some point in history. Why don't you have to be worried about that? Says more, it's not a kasha. Sirki, Efshar losha lo listapek. A sirki, a caravan, is it possible that it's not going to supply itself? No, it's, they go out proactively and seek for supplies to sell. They're middlemen. So therefore, if they once went out to take from impermissible sources, maybe they'll go back again and look for impermissible sources. They don't care, right? Because that's the nature of a caravan, to go look to first supply. But here, by the miller doesn't go out. He waits for people to bring him stuff, and each day he does separately, right? So therefore, there's no amartya that day. He doesn't have to be, no, no, have to worry about it. Okay? Rabbi Taifa Smuka. Amazing names we have in Yushami. Rabbi Taifa the Red. Hashem Rabbi Avo, say name Rabbi Avo. Kutim ne'amonim apikodom. Samaritans, they're trustworthy. You give them something, they're good Samaritans. You give them something, and they give it back to you. Okay? By the way, they say, I serve R.A. Kaplan. It's totally out of left field, I know, but once I mention good Samaritans, R.A. Kaplan says that that was an intentional shtuch of the New Testament on the Jews. In other words, that he chose the Yoshka, I think it was Yoshka himself in that who told over that marshal, that he chose to say that a Samaritan saved a stranger who's dying of thirst, whatever the case was, I forget now. Bedafka was a shtach on the Jews. That a Samaritan has more, you know, rachmonas than the Jews do. So it's in, you know, it's a concept, good Samaritan is actually a slap in the face to the Jews. Okay? So says more Rabbi Taifa Smuka B'Shem Rabbi Avo said Kuti them on epic on they're trustworthy. Ask more of Lomas Nisan, he is in our Mishnah. Eitzel Kutim, it says if you leave by the Kutim a Samaritan miller, whatever you left you get back. Says more Mas Nisan Achelonech Shudu. Our Mishnah is talking about before they were suspect. In other words, before they were Geri Arias. Before we were afraid that they were Megayer for the wrong reasons. The Chiddush is what Rabbi Taifa Smuka is trying to tell us. Asa Memelcha Afilu Mishanech Shudu. That even now that they're suspect, we still trust them that they're not going to switch our grain for some other grain. Okay? Even now that we suspect they're not proper gearing, they're still trustworthy not to switch grains. So ask the Gemara, Maushi and Nemon, what's the law? Can it be believed? Lomar, the Kuti. He said, comes to me and says, you know what? I made a mistake. Nataltiv, I took it. I gave you other ones which are also mitzukan, which are meiser. No, it's like a pesha asar pesha itir. He didn't have to tell us this. He comes and says, listen, Reb Yid, I switched by accident. I gave you stuff is good. Mitzukan tachteim imat ma'amino. So is this a pesha? The Yerushalmi comes to the same conclusion the Bavli would. The Bavli called this Pesha Asa Pesha Itir. He didn't have to tell us anything went wrong, wouldn't believe them. Now he tells him something went wrong, and he tells us it's okay, so that's fine.
Does that apply even to a Kuti?
Even to a Kuti, yeah. Because so by Goy, this concept of Siach Levitumo, if he's not telling you something, you know, if there are reasons to give him credibility, such as just telling you innocently, or in this case, Peshosa Peshita, we do give him credibility. That's what I think it's saying.
Peshosa Peshita, is that the same thing as a Migu, by the way?
Yeah, but it's a superior form Migu, because it has a root in the right side. It's Biti Nasati Leisha Zeh. Right there, it's Peshosa. He said he married off his daughter. He's believed to say afterwards, Laisha Zeh. So that's the classic Peshosa, Peshiter. Okay, so says the Gemara, Imat Mamino Shenota. If you believe in that, he took Tamino Shenosa and believe that he put back. He may not Mamino Shenosa. If you don't believe that he put back proper stuff, Al Tamino Shenota. Don't believe that he took it to begin with. Okay, so basically, that's the concept Peshosa, Peshiter. You believe in one part of the statement, God believes the other part of the statement. Says the Gemara, Kuti. I think maybe that was talking about. Just a minute.
No,
Oh, says Mara, however, even though that's a good svara, says Mara, wait. Kuti atma mino shet. Now it's their typos here. Should be read like this. This is the gra. Kuti atma mino shet notau. A kuti believed that he took. Ve'ein atma mino shet nosan. You don't believe that he put back. Now what's going on here? We just said you do believe him. Well, what's going on? So then Rabbi Yoni boy, Rabbi Yoni asks, manu kayomen, man non kayomen. What are we talking about? If it's talking, he says, I put my own stuff back. I feel I'm Oretz lo yeh nemar. Forget about a kuti, even I'm Oretz. He says, oh, it's my stuff, and I fixed it up. Do we believe the guy? No way. He's an Oretz. So Avada, we won't believe him, and won't believe a kuti. So what is it talking about here? Imboimer plony yisrli, and if he says, no, Rabbi so and so was meister for me, then afilu kuti enemon. Then we just got through saying it a moment ago. Imat ma'amino shenatal tamino shenasan. So if he tells you that Rabbi X did it for me, right? So then I should believe him. So what case is he not believed in? So says Amar Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba said tispater. Tipater, resolve it. In other words, say about case kemandome the kutikaku. So Bismana there, we know that Bisman the Gemara, there was already a question. Maybe Goyim, the Kutim like Goyim. Goyim! No trustworthiness whatsoever. That if he says he took it, you don't believe he put it back. Einat Mamino. So this opinion, which doesn't give a Kuti credibility, holds that a Kuti is like a Goy. Again, because they found, you know, that they were a Magaya for the wrong reasons. Doesn't apply to a Goy, according to this.
So then that brings back the question I asked before.
That what?
That the Kuti shouldn't be believed.
The Kuti is believed because he's a higher degree of credibility than a Goy. But you're right. A Goy, we don't even give Peshas or Peshi to. That's what we say for you. Okay? This is a matter of Machlokas. Kuti kakum divir Rebbe. A Kuti is like a Goy, according to Rabbi Yudha Nasi. Kuti kisrael chodov, a Kuti is like a Jew. So this is a Machlokas already in the times of the Tanoim. Now, new issue. Hacha at Omar l'tochein in the ratio, this is the case, this is the question I pointed out to you when we learned the Mishnah. In the ratio, he said, if you give the stuff to a tochen who's an akum, then what is it? Demai. You give him a basket, you get back a basket, you don't know if he's switching out, so you say it's demai. But in the Sefer, it said, what? In the Sefer, it said, v'achatomer eitzo akum kepeiroisov. Becomes like his fruit. In other words, it's definitely tevil. How do we resolve the contradiction? So says more an answer which is somewhat ambiguous. Kan kupa bekupos, but kan peros beperos. It depends what he switched. If he switched baskets or if he switched fruits. Now you can learn this line both ways. The way he learns it, Rabbi Kanievsky, he says that in the Sefer, we're talking about where you left him a bad container and you got back a container. That we're afraid that he switched containers. We assume he switched containers. And therefore, you assume it's like his peros. But in the ratio, he gave him fruit. And he got back fruit. And there, it's much more difficult for him to switch, and therefore you assume that you got back. You don't assume that he switched to the same extent, and there you just say it's demai.
I think the opposite.
Right. I think the opposite, too. And I'm going to tell you I think the opposite, although the Gemara, as it continues, works out better according to him. But I agree with you. It sounds at first blush like it's the opposite. That by the ratio, and you think about it, the ratio is giving grain, right? So grain to a miller, of course they're going to give it in a container, right? So it sounds like in the ratio where you're giving grain in a container, he's less likely to switch. Because the container of grain he got, he puts it into the mill, he puts the container under the spout, and he gets back the same grain, right? Think of like a coffee grinder in the supermarket, right? So there it's less mistaber is going to switch. There I would say it's the mai. But in the safer, your mafki pears, you give him loose fruit. So it's much more likely that he's going to switch. And there Chazal said, whatever you get back, it's sumas vaday devil. So that's how I would draw the distinction. Okay? Again, he draws the opposite way, because it's easier to live with the Gemara subsequently the way he draws it. But I like it better this way. So do you. So we're in good shape. Says more, Rabbi. But again, as I say, we'll see. It doesn't work out so great over here. Now here there are typos again. The Gemara should be Rabbi Chanina, Boy Kume Rabbi Acha, and you'll see why in a minute. Rabbi Chanina asked in front of Rabbi Acha, Ma, what's the halacha? Kipei Roisav Mamish. When you get back in the sefer, the peros from the guy is in mamish like his peros, meaning poiter tevel borer b'mokam acher, that you can use this grain or this fruit you got back from the guy as meiser on other fruit. In other words, it's a tevel to such an extent. Amar Lei, so he said. So he responded. Rabbi Acher responded. Ulekol davar. You think it's a chol davar? Of course not. Of course, there is a possibility that he gave back what he took. So I can't say it's bona fide tevel. It means it's a higher level of tevel than the ratio. Says Gemara, and you should know, an editorial comment. V'lo al ya'us have a Rabbi Chanina masris l'kaba Rabbi Acha. It was not proper the way Rabbi Chanina asked the question Rabbi Acha. He should have understood that even though we say in the Sefer Vadai, we don't mean real Vadai. We mean closer to Vadai than the Resha, meaning in the Sefer, it's more likely that a switch occurred than in the Resha. Okay? Rabbi Chia, period. New issue. Rabbi Chia Barbun B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina said, Lomar Rabbi Shimon El Kadei Kuposo. This is a very interesting thing. Going back to our Mishnah a minute, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Shimon said, even in the Sefer, it's the Mai. Okay? And he's going to learn now the Sefer story about containers. That's why I said Rabbi Kanievsky's shot works better, because now he's going to learn that a little bit better, because now we're going to learn the Sefer story about containers. Okay? Now, this halacha, it's not a miller. You gave a guy a picot in your Paris in a container. Okay? It's only, Rabbi Shimon said, when you get it back, you assume that it's the Mai. It's only if you got back the same amount you gave. Which you gave one container, you got back one container. What about Ifkidetzlo Shtayim, you gave him two containers. And you know the guy only had in his possession that day one container. You only have one container besides yours. Whereas a guy who altogether has three containers, two of yours, one of somebody else's, perhaps his own. Let's assume it's his own, for the old sake. Says the Gemara, when you get back two, achaz demai. One of them is now demai because maybe he switched it. However, if achaz vadai, but here vadai doesn't mean vadai bad, but rather vadai good. Because he only had one container. So he could only have made one switch. He could have made two switches. So therefore, one of them is bad and one of them is good. However, Avalim Nechlori Shoina, what about if the first one got eaten up? And now you only got one container back altogether, right? So in that case, I say, Ashnia Demai, the second one is Demai. Because maybe the good switch was one for one for the second one. Okay? Notlumi Menu Me'abnei Odom. Now, if 100 people took from this guy, Me'asein, 100 containers, Bas Achaz at one time, Kol Echad Ve'echad Misakein Demai. The guy only had one container. He got 100 containers from 100 Jews. Each of one was a frum Jew who definitely meistered. Now each one takes back the Bas Achaz. They all come together, one fell swoop, take back the 100 containers. How many people have Demai in their possession? Everybody. Because we don't know where the Demai went. Who knows which one the guy switched with? No, because they all came at one time. However, Nostum Lordam Echad, if he gave one person before the other 99, tough on him, right? Kfar Nir, and here's a typo over here also according to the Gra. Kfar Nir Elios Dmai. There's already one which is Dmai. Which is that? The first Lamazel. The first Lamazel he got the Dmai. The other 99, they're okay. Okay, again, because the guy only had one to switch. And they came in succession. The first guy's the loser, everybody else is fine. Okay? Now, if it was Vadai, I don't know if we'd say this. I'm not sure if the guy, if we Vadai switch, so then we might have a problem with all of them. Since it's only Dmai, since it's only a question if he switch, so we say the first guy is the guy who's the loser. Okay? Nasnum. Natamimenu Adam Echad. What if one person took several measures at once? So also by him. Harishon Dmai, the first measure he took is the Dmai. Vashar Vada and the rest of them are Vadai still, what? Still good, right? In other words, if you left by the guy five containers, and he took back five, they're all Mesukah. The guy only had one container with which to switch. So which of yours you consider to be Dmai? The Rabbanim were Mekel, they said, you isolate. The first container is Dmai, your other four are considered to be okay. Alright? Nosum Lemeya Bnei Adam. What if 100 people came in one fell swoop, and then they gave it back and decided to take one by one? Right? They wanted to rectify their situation, because now each one's got Dmai. So they wanted to fix it up by giving it back and taking in succession. So only the first guy be a Shlomazel. You think they can get away with that? No. Can't get away with that. Kfar Niru Leos Vadai, because in this case, they already were near it to be Vadai, and here Vadai means Vadai, not good. Okay? What?
If they're taking it back individually, so
let me make sure, maybe I'm getting that wrong. Just a minute.
What if he dies?
No, I'm wrong. Sorry, I got mixed up. Sorry, this case is different. Nosum Nei Bnei Adam, it's this guy. He had the All right, yeah, okay, this is the case. Now we look again, I'm not sure what the big chiddush in this case is. We're talking about the same case as we did a moment ago, and a variation on that theme. The previous case was one guy gave 100 kupos, right, himself. And the guy had one kupa. So now when this guy takes back his 100 kupos, one of them, the first one is Dmai, and the other 99 are Vadai good, right? Now he gives this one out. Now that self same person, right? Nustan Lemeir Bnei Adam, he gives his 100 barrels to 100 other people. Kfar Niru Leos Vadai. They still retain their character as Vadai. The words are all considered to be Meister, except for the first one. Okay? So I'm not sure the big chiddush is. So therefore you don't have to worry about it, because I don't know. Maybe. So call the Parish, I don't know exactly. My hunch is that he only gave away 99. But I still don't know what the chiddush is. It's not such a big chiddush. Or obviously they want to achieve the status of Vadai good by him, they're Vadai good. All right. In any event, says the Gemara, Vatani b'shem Rabbi Shimon. This is a little bit of a tough line here. Vatani b'shem Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Tarfon. Wait a minute. There were Peros Yisrael's there. They made the Peros of this Yisrael Kaperos Akum, like the fruit of the fruit of a goy. Now I don't know what difference this makes, but the Tosefta's Girsa, the Rabbi Baz and Pnei Moshe bring it down, is Peros Akum. Asu Peros Yisrael's Peros Akum. So it sounds like no matter Peros Akum Zeh Dmai. Now it sounds like there's no leniency here. In other words, those people who take it back, they have to be suspect. Now let's clarify something here. This is something which the Ridbaz points out here. The Ridbaz says we're talking about here a case where the individuals in question one of them was Yisroel Choshev. 100 people gave, 100 people gave grain to the miller, to the Goyesha miller, or fruit to the Goyesha, fruit to the Goyesha safekeeper. One of them is Yisroel Choshev. One of them is Yisroel suspect. Nam Oret, he doesn't take up Trumas Umaisas properly. Okay? So it says the Gemara again. But Tani B'Shem Rabbi Tarfon also pays Yisroel Zeh. If I give it now to the Goy, and he also got from an Amoritz, so it becomes Peros Akum Zed Mai. Then it becomes all of the fruit which they get from this Goy is the Mai. So ask the Gemara, how could this be? There should only be one container of the Mai, which is that the one from one which came from the person who's Choshev, right? Not anybody else's. So says the Gemara, how can you say they're all Dmai? There were 100 guys gave in, one of which is Namaretz. Now when they get it back, each one has to be Choshish because of Dmai. How come? Only one should have to be Choshish, the first Shlemazel who came and took.
And this is something you can distinguish between the containers that came from a different people.
No, even they can't, Adarabba, they can't. But let just the first Shlemazel, since it's only a case of Dmai. So then let the first one be the problem. Not clear? All right. Just a second. Let me try it this way without the Ritbaz. Let's try it this way without the Ritbaz. Without the Ritbaz, Yisroel Choshev. Let's try it with the straight up case. But Tani B'Shem Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Tarfon also Peros Yisroel Zeh Peros Akum Zeh Demai. This, all of the fruit which each of the 100 guys gets back is Demai. Okay, this is going to look like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. Shimon who said in the last line of the Mishnah is Demai. So this is a kasha, because we just said if 100 guys come and take, only the first guy's got to be Choshesh, not the other 99. So how can you say, what do you do with this brisa? This brisa sounds like everybody, all 100 people got back, have got to be Choshesh because of Demai. So how do we reconcile this brisa with what we just said previously? Says the Gemara, owed he, even this, or still this, Lo Amar Rabbi Shimon. Shimon did not say this El Ad Kadei Kupaso. You're right. Rabbi Shimon only said this based on the measure of kupos which a goy had. In other words, if a goy had 100 kupos, then Rabbi Shimon said that all 100 people have to be afraid of Demai. But if the goy only had 20 kupos, then only the first 20 people have to be choshesh. If the goy had one kupa, then only the first one guy. So that which Rabbi Shimon said, they're all Demai, that's only if the goy had enough kupos to switch for everybody, not if he only had one kupa to switch. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Kavzui. This is a very funny Gemara. This is a Yerushalmi, classic Yerushalmi Gemara. Very strange. It's really this blot, I think. What blot are we on now? 10th base. This is Shabbos's blot. And of course it's Shabbos's blot because about last week's parsha, about Parsha's Chukas. Okay? So now you know how far behind we are. 2 days. My whole life I read this pasuk. V'izo ator ala tomei. Says that by paraduma, the Torah should sprinkle the water on the tomei. Tor echad, mazel tomei echad. I thought one tor is mazel, sprinkles the water on one tomei. One tor, one tomei. That's what I thought the blue was. Actually, maratia meo tor shel yavne. Until I learned from the Oitzar, the treasure, in other words, the it doesn't mean here the treasure, literally. It means the warehouse. The warehouse. It doesn't mean the Sanhedrin either. That's what I thought. No, it's not what it means here. It means warehouse. There's a halacha of warehouses in which they set over in Yavne. In the Sanhedrin, in Yavne, they set over a halacha about warehouses. What do they say about warehouses? Chachom Armin, that's the following statement. Chachom Armin, afilu kulo aku. Even if all there were 99 goyim whose fruit was vaday tevel, v'Yisrael echon meitil toch, and one Jew threw in his fruit, which is okay, or d'may at the very worst, d'may. All the fruit now is the status of the Maya. Hi, it was Rov Tevel. 99% Tevel. 1% good. Yet now it all is the status of the Maya. Hada Amra, this teaches us. Now it doesn't. This is just the marshal. Remember. Hada Amra, this teaches us. Shetor Echor Mazel Kamet Tmei. That one Torah can sprinkle on many Tmei. How do we see that from the case of Demai? Because you see that one person's Demai can impact on the other person's 99 Tevel to make them quasi-Tor, i.e. to take them out of Tevel and make them Demai. So too, one Tor can be Mazik and sprinkle the waters on many Tmeim and get them out of the tumor. It's not a real Tzushta. It's a mnemonic device. It's a cute word. Don't take it literally. Okay?
Also, the truth is, it wouldn't make sense that one Torah could be sprinkling a bunch of more than one tummy, because once he sprinkles,
he becomes tummy. Yeah, so the Torah shouldn't be able to, unless he can do all in one fell swoop, one sprinkle. Okay, now utznin, it should be utznin on the Gros says, utznin on. Wait a minute, it says, well, didn't we learn, Eitzah Nochri Kipei Roisav, if you're mafki by a goy, when you get it back, it's like your payros. It's like his payros. It's not my. It's like his payros. It's Tevel. How can you say it's the my? Then when you get it back, it should be the my as well. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, Chachomim Shem Beshitas. Now here it's also a typo. Chachomim Shem Beshitas Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yoshua ben Kavzui is learning for Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon said that it's Demai. Shimon said if one Yisrael leaves his fruit by a goy, whenever you get it back, no matter what the proportion was, one Yisrael left one kupa. The goy had 99 kupas in his house. He switched for sure, or perhaps he switched. We don't know for sure, obviously. He might have switched. It's still when you get it back, it's Demai. So we see the impact of one isolated quasi better individual on many other cases which are questionable. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chachomim Mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says it's like Chachomim themselves. Now I forgot what this means. Give me a second. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan says that even Chachomim, not just Rabbi Shimon, I guess to Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanakam and Mishnah was a Shitas Yochid. The Chachomim are also Mekel. When you get back the fruit from the Goy, you consider it Tamai and not Tevel Vaday. Okay? Bon Kumei. So he asked, Matan, why can we Mekel? Omar Lehem, so he said to them, Katistavu, when you get older, I'll tell you the reason. Right now you're too young. I can't tell you the reason. When you get older, I'll tell you. Why did he say this to them? Why did he say, I don't know, I want to tell you the reason, only when you get older? Why can't you just tell them the reason? So it says in our command, Omar, me alein kibo aleim asamaisers. This is going according to Mandomer, who holds that that they were Makabo Maestris upon what? No. Yeah. No, you're right. Well, I'm not sure this is what you meant, but I'm going to assume you did. That the halacha we take, tevel. The halacha we take maestros of that which was raised by goyim is only the rabbana. So since that's the case, he was mekel, and he said that it's only considered to be demai, not vadai. Now, what's nafkamina? Let's go through the steps here. What is the mussar between demai and vadai? From demai, what do you have to take off? Only not true magdoila. Only true meiser, not true magdoila, right? So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I'm going to be lenient with you. When you get back the stuff from the goy, even though he's suspect to have switched, you only assume it's demai and not vadai. Hi, Chachom and Mishnah seem to assume that it's vadai. No, it's demai. So they asked him, why are you mekel? So he said, I don't want to tell you. So why didn't want to tell them? Because he knew if he told them the reason, they might come to be very mekel, too mekel. Because what's the reason? Because that which were meiser stuff from a goy is only the rabbanan, not the raisa. The raisa stuff which grew in a goy's possession is exempt altogether. He didn't want to tell them that, because then they're going to come to be too mekel. So he kept that a secret. He didn't want to say it to them. Okay. Now the Gemara says that explicitly. Says the Gemara, "Kimando mar may alein kabla kibla alein as the meisers." Could it be that we accept upon ourselves to meiser? It's really even less than the rabbana. It says that Christ rolls mekab on himself to meiser stuff from a goy. Shmuel bar Abba boy, but Shmuel bar Abba said. Now, this is not brought down here, but it says in other places, says in Trumos, that there are three things Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to reveal to his Talmidim. There's a certain issue in Taras, certain issue in Kachim, and this issue in Maisers. So says Gemara, Shmuel Rabba boy, he asked the Shaila, Nichla Taras, Lomar Land. I understand why he didn't tell them by Taras, why he's making Shum get a Taras, in order to keep up the standard of Taras. Now the next thing is a typo. According to the Kachim, it should say Lekachim lo amar lohon. He didn't tell about Kachim. Why? Mishum b'nei geter Kachim. Because of the geter of Kachim, right? He didn't want to tell him that it shouldn't be mezalz in Kachim. V'ilu ahava amar lohon, ma ahava meimar lohon. What if he would have told them? I'm sorry. Just a second. Lemaisus, I skipped. It should be like this. Let me go back line because it's confusing because the gears are changes. Shmuel Rabbi Nichla Taros Lomer Land by Taros. He didn't tell them they get a Taros. Now, Lekachim Lo Amar Lohon Mivnei Geder Kachim because the Geder Kachim. Lemaisus Lo Amar Lo Amar Lohon by Maisa. Why didn't he tell it to them? He Lo Avram Lohon. Because if you would have told them, Ma'ava Maimalone, Ma'ava Maimalone, what if you told them, Gabi Maisris, by Maisris, Ma'aleng, Mikibulay, Mesa Maisris, that it's only our own personal stringency by Goyim's fruit? You didn't want to tell them that because they'd be too mega as a result. Okay? Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Chiyah, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, say, Moda Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon concedes a very interesting point. Very interesting. Shumafish mas roisov mipnei me'aloche. When you get back the stuff in the garden and you're afraid he switched, you gotta take off the truma too. You gotta take it off. That's the me'aloche, whatever it means. You take it off, you set it aside. You don't have to give it to the Kohen. Rabbi Shimon said in Mishnah Demai. Now this is shocking. What do you mean you don't have to give it to the Kohen? If it's Truma, you have to give it to the Kohen. So what's the answer? You sell it to the Kohen. He's got to buy it from you. By regular Vadai, what do you have to do with Truma? You got to give it to the Kohen outright. This is Rabbi Shimon, this is not regular Vadai. This is the status of Demai. Hi, you do have to take off the truma, says the Gemara. Yes, you have to take it off, but the Kohen has to buy it from you if he wants it. You don't have to give it to him without him buying it from you. Okay? And that's the Gemara. Well, that's the Gemara says here. Rabbi Shimon Oymer Ma'afresha. The Gemara is, I just told you outside. Now the Gemara is going to say it inside. Rabbi, if that's the case, Rabbi Shimon Oymer Ma'afresh. You're saying even according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to take off the truma. So Rabbi Shimon says you're Ma'afresh. Rabban Oymer Ma'afresh. Rabban says you're Ma'afresh. Ma'abineo. What's the difference between the two opinions? According to both, you have to take off truma sumaisers. Says, I'll tell you the difference. Rabbi Shimon Oymer Ma'afresh, you set it aside. The night they'll dumb me and I'll shave it. But the Kohanim got to pay you if they want the truma. Rabban Oymer Ma'afresh Beno Doinah Noitel Domi Umina Shevet. You have to take off, you can't take money for it, because that's the status of Vada. Says the Gemara, Afin, new issue. Afilu Betrumas Chutzloret Eino. If that's the case, why, what? Yeah, by you saying by Trumas Chutzlets we have the law that Taki sell to the Kohen. Kohen's got to buy it. So that's where, yeah, you know, Kohen Rabbana. In that though they made it Takan, you have to take Trumas Chutzlets off the Goy stuff. But why is it any better than Trumas Chutzlets? Trumas Chutzlets you can sell to the Kohen. This Truma and the Goy stuff we should be allowed to sell to the Kohen and to the Levi as well, right? Why do you have to give them for free, right? So says the Mara, Ilu Trumas Chutzlets. The chud shemayt anoyt al domin al shevet by chumas chutzlart. Don't you take money for the goyim levim wanted? So too should be that locha by chuma taken from a goy. Says Mara, no comparison. Dimal ikar tivlo shel akumi isamarta. Says the Gemara. So I forgot what this means. Says the Gemara, says the disciple's son, you know what? Dilma, al ikar tilo shel akumi samaita. Maybe you got it wrong. Maybe we're talking in the tevel from a goy that even Rabbanan agree he can take money. Rabbanan also agree he can take money, just like in Chutz Lawrence. And that which Rabbi Shimon says it's demai is really demai. No, it's that which he brought down on top. Rabbi Shimon says umavish ma'asoysa mi'alocha. And you understood that it's going in our case. And the Rabbi Shimon says, in our case, where you got stuff from a goy, you have to take off the trumas and maizes, you just could take payment from him. It's not true. Rabbi Shimon didn't say that in our case. Rabbanon hold it in our case. Rabbanon hold in our case. If you were taking trumas and maizes off a goy stuff, forget about a switch. Even if you bought stuff from a goy, and you take trumas and maizes off it, you're allowed to get paid for those trumas and maizes. And that which Rabbi Shimon argues here and says demai, he holds mamish demai. You don't have to take off truma, or you take off his maizer rishon, and you only have to be mafresh it. You get to keep it for yourself, you don't have to give it to the levy. So taki here, a whole different perspective comes into play. When I take the trumas and maizes off the goy stuff in Eretz Yisrael, I can get paid by the Kohen the Levi who wants it. And when it's Mukhlefes, Rabbi Shimon says it's only Demai. It's not Vadai. Where was the statement that said Rabbi Shimon's Moida that Marvish Kaloche Ela Begin Detani on this statement? Begin Detani, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Yeshkin Lakabert Yisrael Fotra Mina Meiser, that... 1 second. Yeah, in a case where it's outright a goyis, where we say Yechkin Lakaber Tzisol Vocher Mina Meiser, that a goy is exempt when a goy buys land and it's exempt for a meiser. So on that we have the chumra nonetheless, according to the Yerushalmi, to take of trumas and meiseres. On that, Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Shem Yochanan said, "Moed Rabbi Shimon Shumarvish Meiseres Sof Me'alocha." That there, where it's definitely tevel vaday of a goyis, there Rabbi Shimon concedes that there, when you take off the you have to take off all the trumas and meiseres. But there he says, also like Rabbanon, that you can get paid for it. So it comes out that where it's a chashash, maybe it's, well, let me start from the other side. Where it's tevel vadev a goy, everybody agrees to take up trumas and meisers. But it's a drabonon. And it's not even a full drabonon. It's a minhag which people are annoying. So therefore, once you take up the trumas and meisers, you go to the coin and lady and say, hey, 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 but if you want it, pay me for it. And even Rabbi Shimon concedes a point on that. Where it's a switch question, like our Mishnah, there we have a machlokas. There are bonon old, it still has the status of tevel vadai. And you take off all the trumas and meisers, and you get paid for it to the kohen. Rabbi Shimon says, in that case, since we don't know for sure it was switch, it's only demai, and you only have to follow the parameters of demai in this case. We'll stop here for this evening. What plot did we do today?
Three.
You started where?
The dollar?
We give
them base.
Okay. Because